from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Would you leave me to do the show by myself all summer long if Odyssey was dragging their feet in contract negotiations?
If the money wasn't right, maybe so.
See? Well, look at you.
But putting
your money over the team, shame.
But where my money is at, and it's different. Like I said, if they were, they would use it in the Brandon Ayuk. If they were like, look, man, we're not gonna give you 30, but we'll give you 28, and I wanted 30. All right, man, 28. It's not, like we're getting in here. D'Lo maybe during free agency. It's like, oh, man, D'Lo's got it. He can handle it or whatever. Now we're at the beginning of August, and he's just dragging.
Now I'm
seeing
stories.
My man suffering. I'm like, nope, I'm just going to stay here. I want 30. I don't want the 28. He's like, bro, I'm dying over here.
Look at you just leaving me out to?
No, that's when I might come back.
Might. You said might.
If the money was
come
right.
Come back and help me.
If they offer me 28, if they 20, still stuck
27
on 24
and a half.
Or whatever.
27 and a half.
I come back for 27 and a half. I come back for 27 and a half.
That'd be a pay cut from what you make now. I don't even know what the problem is. 27 and a half for Kenny Caraway. Yeah,
I come back for 27 and a half. It's all good.
It's tough. Especially in the NFL, I don't.
Yeah,
I
can't
begrudge any player
in the NFL.
Who does this.
That's why, Jesse, I can't tell somebody whether they're right or wrong, especially NFL players in this situation. I can think about potentially what I would do in that situation, but number one, I don't know what I'd do in that situation. Number two, in both Trent and Brandon Ayuk and every other player, we don't know what's really going on. You know what I mean? So I can't tell somebody what they should do or anything like that. Like, I don't know the whole details of what's going on. So
more than the conversations between Ayuk's people in the 49ers, I'm curious about the conversation between Ayuk and his representatives. Mm. What's that conversation like, and who is pushing the 49ers for more or something else? Like, who is the driving force behind that? Because in the end, mm-hmm. said this before, if you're the agent and you're advising, this is not going to work. The market, it's 28 million. It's a good market. If you want the most, we've got to get this thing done with New England. But the value for you from multiple teams in the league appears to be $28 million. And if Brandon says, I don't care, I want 30 from San Francisco, his agent has to go attempt to execute that. Even if he's told him 10 times, you're not going to get that. He has to go try to execute it. I just don't know how he does.
Let me ask you a question, and me and Jesse talked about this. Well, we all talked about it a couple of days ago, but you know, it was on one side. We were talking about Dez and Jamar Chase, mm-hmm. and we were like, "Do you think that they're waiting to see what happens to Brandon Ayuk because it raises the floor?"
CD.
Who did I say?
Dez.
Oh no, Dez ain't. Waiting.
I thought you were going back to, because we were talking about Dez the other day. I thought you were going back to your Cowboys point. Go ahead.
No, Jamar and CD. Yeah. My bad. And are they waiting for Ayuk? So mm-hmm. maybe, you know, that might dictate what's going on. You said, and I think rightfully so, they're really just focused on Justin Jefferson. Do you think that maybe Ayuk's agent is waiting for CD, or trying to buy time for CD and or Jamar to sign, because that may raise the floor?
Yeah, I speculated on that. I just don't know how it could. Like, the idea makes sense, and we talked about, we'll just go CD at 37, Jamar at 36. Now you got Justin Jefferson at 35. You're trying to get Brandon Ayuk into the top five. Mm-hmm. Will you just put a new one and a new two, and your previous number one is now three? So the floor for the top five has just gone up. Mm-hmm. It hasn't gone up a lot, because I don't think anyone – is it DJ – not DJ. Who's at 32 and a half? Someone's at
AJ Brown.
AJ Brown. Yeah. Thank you. DJ Moore is not far behind, but I think his average annual value worked out to like 28 or 27 and a half. Mm-hmm. And then I think Tyreek's new deal put him, you know, at that 30 of real money, put him at that 30 marker. Mm-hmm. If the hang up is top five, I just don't know how you can get there. Mm. Because if you remove CD and Jamar, you're asking Brandon Ayuk right now with the list to be a top three wide receiver. Yeah, you'd be a top three wide receiver right now. Yeah. Come on, man.
The same way, like,
it doesn't work.
The same way we get on the 49ers for waiting too long, like, that's where you can just agent, like, they're in the wrong for waiting too long. If you want to be a top five paid guy, sign the deal now. Be above Waddle, boom, you're fourth. Because, like, you're just not part of that CeeDee Lamb, Jamar Chase, like, tier that has nothing to do with you. And I don't think the Niners are paying you more. And I don't think the Niners are paying you more either, because, like how you said, like, the floor for me isn't raised. Like, the Niners are paying what they're going to pay. Like, what the deal is now, I'm sure will be what the deal is when CeeDee and Jamar get their deals.
And at some point, you have to use numbers in these discussions. What was it, 170 something targets for CeeDee Lamb?
Yeah, it was around there. He was around the most in the league. Ayuk was 105.
You're not getting that here.
Right.
You're not getting 70 to 80 more targets. Not even talking about receptions. You're not giving 70 to 80 more targets on this team as it stands right now. Now that we're talking through this, maybe the argument is, hey guys, Kittle isn't going to be here much longer, and we know Debo not going to be here much longer.
It's another thing.
I'm going to be the guy. Maybe I don't get 70 more targets this year, but I bet you I get 50 more next year. Talking through it, working as an agent, trying.
Because I believe in, like, Brandon Ayuk as a receiver. I think he can, I don't want to say he can get to CeeDee's level or whatever. He can be a 100 reception guy.
I think he can too.
Like, he's that type of receiver. He's that level.
He's a receiver one. He's a wide receiver
he's
one.
He's a receiver one, but if
and you might need that a couple years from now, like Dame said.
Yeah, but you'd be in a bad spot. Like, you'd be in a terrible spot if, like, Kittle and Debo are gone and you're relying on Brandon Ayuk.
Well,
my argument would be that's not how we're going to build this team.
Well, no, but you're also counting on the development of Ricky Pearsall. Mm-hmm. Is that right? Mm-hmm. And then Jacob, the kid you and Kyle were talking about yesterday.
Cowing or counting?
Cowing. Yeah.
And the free agency trades, all this other
stuff. Yeah, like,
there's no scenario. I don't think there's any scenario now and in the next 5 years where Brandon and I, you will sniff the targets that CeeDee Lamb has.
Well, that's why I said I don't think you can get 170, but could you get 150? Could you get 140?
No.
Well, then this is a waste of time.
The way I believe they fundamentally believe about how to build a roster, they would not let the roster be like that.
Then let him go.
What if you're not immediately able to fill those Debo and Kittle roles? Like, maybe at that point you're going to need Ayuk. Well, yeah, you're going to need Ayuk to step up. Then you're going to need to feed him the ball a little bit more, because the other touches would go to a Debo or Kittle. They're not there anymore. Like, you're going to need him to kind of step it up a little bit more.
They've showed you they've already planned for that with Pearsall. Like, they will not leave. Like, what did the Cowboys do right now as a second receiver? Nobody
died,
right? Like, they just said, we got CD, and this is how we're going to live. The Niners already showed you they're
call
not going to live
Austin
like that.
Miles Austin back or whatever. Name. Right. Is that his name? Yeah, call Miles Austin back.
The Niners already showed you what they did in the first round of this draft with Debo and Ayuk on the roster, we're not going to live like that. I don't know if Pershaw is going to be that good, but they already showed that's not how we're going to plan to build this roster. Hmm. That's just not what we're – fundamentally, that's not how we're building a roster. Mm-hmm. Where it's just going to be Ayuk, and we're going to give him every target that we can possibly give him.
Hmm.
Or Debo or anybody. And anybody. It's not an indictment on Ayuk. It's how they see roster building. So, like, I bet you in this next draft, they look for the next tight end. And they try to groom him and get him ready for when Kittle's gone. Real quick, okay, about that Rams 49ers situation. Well, Rams, like how they were paying guys and stuff like that. Maybe at the time, I made a little too much of it. And this is really, really like bare basics stuff. But I'm looking at the financials for that roster. I think this is the roster that won a championship or the year after, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Donald was making $26 million. Matthew Stafford was making $20 million. Cooper Kupp was making $17 million. Nobody else after that was in double digits. Somebody named Rob Harvinstein made $9 million. He was the right
that name up.
He was the $9.7 million. He was the right tackle. He made $9.7 million. Nobody after that made more than $6.5 million. I only compare that to the Niners situation. Right now, they've got Debo.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
And this is the cap hit, too, by the way. But Debo at 28, Charvarius Ward at 18, Nick Bosa at 14, Ayuk at 14, Fred Warner at 12, George Kittle at 12, 9 for Greenlaw, 9 for Hargrave. The money is
mm-hmm.
like when I don't – they can find a way. But when they say they don't have it, it's not like the Rams say, we don't have it, and they only got three guys in double figures.
Mm-hmm.
These guys, I'm like at 9 at this point in double figures alone. And this is Nick Bosa's last. This ain't even before his big money, because they got him at four. His cap hit, excuse me, is at $14 million.
I can't lie. We got so excited for the 1,000th show tomorrow and then talking 49ers. I completely botched what the top story is. We'll have it.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. We do the one Casey return here on ESPN 1320. No. That's good. We're back now. It's okay. Thank you. Thank you. You look terrific today. I can't hear you.
I'm calling out sick tomorrow.
No, you're not.
Yeah. Did you see I moved those chairs for you?
You're gonna
it's
be
for
a...
your show.
Man, hey, anybody want to be my assistant, man, go on LinkedIn. I'm looking for a new assistant. Kim is just, she's battling me at every turn.
She is a great assistant, though.
Do we have an update on the stage?
I see the flooring appears to be out there. Like, I think
they had the blower thing. No, oh. Come on, man. Come on, it's the blower.
All I said was, oh, that's all I said.
Play on, but we got our eye on you, pal.
All I said was, oh. No,
it's a warning.
No, look, that was edited, because what I was going to say, I definitely would have got a flag. I ain't even going to say it. I'll text you guys.
Oh, for but, goodness sake.
Oh, come on, play the game.
What is
yeah,
it?
Play
they
the
had
game.
What out there? wait, what?
No,
not
stop.
Even. Hey, no, you're sawing stuff or whatever, and you got the excess. You got to, you know, it's
this
like a
dude
leaf.
Text
it's
us
like
the,
a leaf blower.
He texts us the wood blower.
Yo.
I've never even heard of that before.
Bro, this is a kid's show. No,
hey,
that's a flag on you. It's a flag on you.
No,
it's disgusting. No, yes, I heard it. He repeated what you said. That's a flag on you.
You're this close to getting thrown out, buddy. Goodness gracious.
That's what it is. Like if you're like, you know, sawdusting or whatever and you got the excess pieces of the wood all over the plate, you gotta
No, they don't call it that. They've never called it that.
What is it called?
Excess.
What is it called?
I'm sorry, they got excess wood all over the place? Is this a blue chew ad?
I didn't say that.
Well,
word.
It is exactly what you said.
I've lost all control of this damn game.
I didn't say that word. I didn't say that one.
Wow.
It's just the blower pause. It's not what you said.
Yeah, that's I've what never, I said before.
I've
I said
never
the
heard
blower.
Of it.
No, then you threw in the text.
I've never heard of whatever that is before.
You just go around Elk Grove saying that?
I can speak like an adult outside of this studio.
Well, sorry, Bruce and Dean. No, that's not true. You've said something before without us around, and it made you laugh. I know you have. I know you have.
Oh,
I can't believe we missed the biggest story of the day.
Okay, I don't know what it is.
Good morning. You didn't see the new host for Sunday NFL Countdown?
Great.
Oh, I saw that he was in the lead. But
no, he's not in the lead.
It's his now.
That's his show. Because right. There is not enough Mike Greenberg on television. He is the new host of Sunday NFL Countdown.
So I disagree with that. But to be fair, how many shows? They only got one show, huh?
Well, isn't Greeny still a thing?
Yeah, Greeny counts.
Greeny what?
It's a show,
radio
right?
show that's on TV.
When did that come on?
I have no idea.
I never even heard of it. I thought he just got get up.
I believe it's 6 to 8 on ESPN 1320, I think.
Well, six. Doesn't,
yeah, that's right. He does have that. Yeah, he does.
Doesn't he host... No, Malika hosts Countdown. Doesn't he host a basketball show?
I don't think so.
Yeah, they got...
It might be a backup at times.
Yeah. Oh. It's all Malika.
The draft.
What? The NFL draft?
Yeah, isn't he the host of the NFL draft?
Well, no. Well, it depends. Maybe he does the ABC joint, because I know, I think it was Ponder. They usually have the NFL Live crew doing the draft, because that's how we saw...
Well, the NFL Live crew is Laura.
That's what it was.
Oh,
but he might do the ABC one. I don't know who does the ABC one.
Well, I know Reese is a part of that. I think Reese is the host of the ABC one. Oh no, that's not NFL. He does the basketball.
Yeah, he has Greeny. He has Get Up. He does the NFL draft, and he was doing NBA until Malika took over.
And now he's doing NFL Countdown.
Well, when all else fails, put Greeny on then as the host.
ESPN sucks.
I guess it was between Greeny and Laura Rutledge.
I like Laura. She does a good job.
I think Laura's very good.
She does a good job. The I would have gave her that one.
Doesn't feel like they like her very much.
She's on the best show. NFL Live is their best by far.
She is, but they didn't give her the Monday Night Football job or the Sunday NFL Countdown
job. I think
job.
NBA Today is the best show.
NBA Today gets a little too cartoonish sometimes as far as the takes and all that. Like, they dip into that a little bit more. NFL Live is...
Do you go back and watch it?
I have, not on the regular, though.
I don't either.
I have.
Richard Jefferson is too much of a character on that show.
And poor NFL. I feel bad for Swagoo and those guys. Like, they're really...
I love Swagoo.
On June 14th, they're, like, really breaking down some football stuff. Mm-hmm. It's like, bro... No, just stop. We don't really care. Have fun.
Well, that's not what people go to them for, though.
True.
That's not what people go to them, but...
Not mad at it.
Shout out, Greeny, when all else fails.
I'm not mad at Greeny, our colleague. And that's what they always say.
He does numbers in the mornings.
Didn't Greeny do a drop for us once?
Yes. Keyshawn right? Johnson as well.
Jay Williams did one.
I don't know how we find them. Like,
they're still there.
They're still there. I bet I could find them.
I'd have to remember the cart numbers, but they're still there. They're definitely still there.
That's hilarious.
Green. I got it right here.
Oh, let's hear it.
No, hold on. I don't know. I don't know how to do it.
Oh.
I mean, I do, but I think it would. I don't know what happens when I add stuff over here.
No, we don't need nothing crazy.
And we don't have a preview.
I found it.
Yeah, I got it. Do you know how to play it? Can you play it from yours? Because I can't play it in here.
Yeah. Let me create a hotkey page real quick.
I'd have to add it. Okay, go ahead. But yeah, I found it. It's titled Greeny Rejoiner.
Who was that?
When was
that?
That
was Danny in San Francisco.
No, I think that was Charlie.
Really?
Yeah, I think that was Charlie trying to get this stuff done. Info. When was this created? 2021. Oh, maybe that is Danny in San Francisco. Well, it still might have been Charlie. Charlie's been running things for a lot longer than he's actually been running things.
Man. Well.
Good morning. Oh, we should get him to do it.
All right, you want me to play it?
Yep.
Sacramento, it's Greeny here, inviting you to join me from 10 to noon Monday through Friday for 2 hours of sports, fun, and entertainment. Now back to the best local sports show in Sacramento, D-Lo and KC.
Oh, Greeny.
shout out, Greeny, man. Appreciate you, Greeny.
Back when we were 10 to 12.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah.
He was on 10 to 12.
He was on 10 to 12.
Oh, that was his time?
Well, we got it. You want to pull up the Jay Will Rejoiner,
too? Oh, yeah,
too?
Yeah. Jay Will.
It's just
Jay
labeled Will. Jay Will Rejoiner.
Yo, Jay Williams here, and I'm hoping you'll tune in on weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. as Keyshawn, Zubin, and I get your sports day started the right way right here on Sacramento's number one sports station, ESPN 1320. Now back to D-Lo and KC.
Oh, thank you. Oh. Here we go.
This is Keyshawn Johnson.
Yo, what up? This is Keyshawn Johnson inviting you to join Jay Will, Zubin, and me every morning, 6 to 10 a.m. here on Sacramento's number one
Who's
sports
Sacramento?
Station, ESPN 1320.
You reading.
Right now, here are my guys, D-Lo and KC.
My goodness. My goodness. Oh,
Zubin right here.
I didn't even know this existed.
Hey, Sacramento, Zubin Mahenty here, asking you to wake up with Keyshawn, J. Will, and me every morning from 6 to 10 right here on ESPN 1320. In the meantime, the great sports talk continues right now with D-Lo and KC.
All right.
Oh, see, that's your boy.
That's Zubin.
He hit you with the D-Lo.
Zubin.
And KC.
I'm not sure Keyshawn Johnson knows how to pronounce Sacramento.
Sacramento.
I'm not sure Keyshawn knows how to read.
Sacramento.
Keyshawn was struggling.
I think Charlie did set those up, too.
I believe it.
Well, shout out to those guys.
Charlie,
who's there now?
I have no idea.
I think that show has just been defunct.
I have no idea what show airs on this station in the morning.
I really, it doesn't really matter to me, but I hate that how lazy companies have gotten with radio shows. Like, I think you can do better than what they do right now. As far as like, oh, we're just gonna, you know, have a random show, or, you know, air a random show, or whatever. Nah, man, like, put some effort into trying to put together a good radio show and giving it time to stay on there.
Well, ESPN specifically, they've kind of ever since I feel like they gave Mike and Mike that, you know, after getting out of Mike and Mike, they went to Golic and Wingo, and I feel like they tried to give that a run and it didn't do what they wanted to. And I know part of it was Trey hated it, and they haven't cared about it since. I mean, that show that those three guys want, that show didn't last long. It's gone.
Right.
And I have the schedule up. I still don't know. I have no clue what their morning show is. Absolutely none.
Might be the one with Chris, the Canty and Carlin, maybe?
Is that ESPN or is that just something? Oh, yeah, ESPN, that's what it is. Yeah. Evan Canty and Michelle. It's called Unsportsmanlike. Mm. Yeah, that's a pass for me, dog. But I know.
Tune in on ESPN 1320.
I was going to say, I know they've been doing numbers. So
yes, they have.
Check it out.
Oh, yes, they have. Oh,
check it out.
Yes, they have.
That's what I heard. They be doing numbers in the morning.
Canty and Greeny fighting the fight for 1320 in the morning.
Oh, man. Hey, man, we get to 1,000. We just don't care no more. We say whatever.
Well, no, that's not true. We become great tomorrow. Today, a couple of local radio yahoos.
Them boys be doing numbers, huh?
They do.
I don't even know if numbers is the right term.
I'll have Charlie bring in the graph. They do it.
Oh, man.
Good. Radio's a happy National Radio Day or whatever it is. It's something like that.
It's National Radio
Day. That's what it is?
Yeah. We didn't bring our gear today for the picture.
Completely, like, did not read the fine print of Kimberly's invitation.
And I had the invitation.
And we're like the only three jerks who didn't.
I had the invitation yesterday. I was like, oh, yeah, no, this was up.
I just saw a picture at 11:30 in front of the Odyssey sign, which I'm not even sure if they took.
Oh, they took
did.
It.
They did.
They just took it without it.
The insiders were there as well.
Despite the fact we were here?
No, they took it.
Mm. I'm not a big Spirit Day guy, so.
What did they take it at 11:27?
Yeah, like around there, because that's when Kyle and those guys were out there. Yeah,
this is when I saw HR Elena, and she's like, oh, you missed the picture.
Oh, she didn't say that to me. Well, all right. Well, that's trash.
Love radio.
Okay. Well, I do love radio. I love that radio is constantly in a great state of demise. And
it's been dying for about 30 years, 20 years.
It's been dying forever.
Radio is the boxing of entertainment.
Yeah. Radio's not dying. Y'all just been doing the same show for the last 20 years.
It's something that's free isn't going to die.
No.
Is something that's free and that can reach millions of people will not die. Local news will not die no matter how big CNN is. Mm-hmm. Local radio will not die no matter how big ESPN or Fox or CBS are.
I told you this, but this was funny. I think it was when President Biden dropped out of the race. He was in his bag last night too, by the way. But he dropped out of the race, and somebody tweeted out, they're like, "Man, I wish there was some type of live podcast where we could talk about this in real time." And somebody's like, "Yeah, like radio."
That's complex. He was like, "It's radio." I actually think that tweet is fake because I just refuse to believe anyone is that stupid.
Oh no, I'm convinced that's real.
Like, you can't be that dumb. You can't be.
You got that much faith in people?
Yeah, that's got to be real. No doubt about it.
That's like, people talk about the evolution of radio. The evolution of podcasting has changed. Mm-hmm. Like, just recording a podcast and posting it isn't what you do anymore. You go live, pal.
Yep.
You put that show up. You let people interact with you. You treat it like a radio show.
As simple as that.
It's live.
That's what... you know, Kai Cenat and all those streamers, they're doing a live broadcast like mm-hmm. a radio show.
Yeah.
And the only difference is you can go back and listen to it and all this other stuff, which is what we do. Mm-hmm. And what everybody else has been able to do since then. I don't want to say we started it, but, man, we was up there early. We was up there early. Like I said, I'm a connoisseur of radio content. And there were people doing some things like it before, but it was a handful at best. And then... good old D-Lo and KC start streaming that thing, and everybody want to do it. It's cool, though.
All right.
What's on your mind, pal?
No, I got a reply from a local sports organization. We will be guest-free tomorrow. But the reply made me laugh.
Oh, man.
I do love them. They're looking forward to media day. I love all local sports organizations.
Oh, I ain't even going to say what I'm going to say.
I know. Don't bother. Let's get Leezy in here. 916-909-1320. Leezy, what's happening, baby?
Yo, what's up, D-Lo and KC? Hey, guys. I'm in office today, so I'm trying not to be crazy. But I was listening, and you guys were playing all these audio drops you guys got, and I think you guys missed one. I think you got one from this guy. His name's Pharrell.
Oh, hey, guys. It's me, Pharrell, on the bench. I'm here with D-Lo and KC from ESPN 1320. Mafia, if you guys want to hear good Sacramento sports, tune in to ESPN 1320. See ya.
Wait a minute. First of all,
what the hell just happened?
First of all, I mean, did Scott Farrell do this in 1997 when he was popular and he knew D-Lo and Casey was gonna be a thing then? Scott Farrell.
Did Leezy really just call to try to get an impression off? Is that what just happened on the 999th show?
Bro, I'm going to keep it real. I was like, yeah, it's Leezy. I'm not even going to screen him or whatever. Like, this is always on point. And
this man called in to try out an impression while he was at work on the 999th episode of D'Lo and Casey.
Jennifer in the cubicle next. I'm like, what? You okay, Leezy? What just happened?
Jennifer in the cubicle next, though. And look,
all of a sudden, Leezy's a smoker.
Leezy, I got to say, I mean, look, not everything I do is always on point, but I got to, you know, I got to wear that. I mean, that was probably a 1.5.
Who is this person, by the way?
Scott Farrell.
He is one of the most horrendous radio show host in sports talk history. I think he was a CBS guy.
CBS
network, I think.
Yeah.
He's one of those people who you listen to and you go, how?
I wasn't a fan.
How? Like, this is awful.
He would get on, I'll try. He'd get on there and they'll go, we got Jesse in the back. We got D-Lo and KC here in Sacramento doing what they do. Doing a little hockey. Do what we do. See, I can't even do his voice. No, that's terrible. That's a 1.5 like Leezy.
Yes, you and Leezy are neck and neck for ruining the
I thought Leezy was in person like some old school Sacramento caller or something. I was like, wait, what?
Leezy really set himself up for the bit, too, talking about, guys, you missed one. You had a drop. Like, I feel like he had been practicing this. Like, he was like, this is my moment. Like, I got this. I'm going to do this right now. All right.
I'm screening everyone on Leezy's calls from now on.
Oh, man.
I don't even know what to do after that. I'm kind of shook.
That was tough.
We got 7 minutes left. What are we supposed to do now?
That was tough by my guy right there, man. That was tough by my guy.
Well, vote in the best moment in D-Lo and KC history.
Leezy in the chat says, I thought I had it. It was supposed to be my moment.
Well. Hey, your content creation is your moment, buddy. Not
figure out the top 10 D-Lo KC moments, but I think we know it's number one on the infamous.
Well, that's up there. Ooh, an infamous list would be funny.
Shout out, Leezy.
Leezy was just ready. He was like, he's like, I got it. I've been working on this.
Well, Leezy, what'd he say? How many glizzies?
Viewers are responding to Leezy's failed attempt at celebrity voice impersonation on the show. Some think it was the worst call ever. That was the AI.
Yeah,
breakdown.
Man, I didn't have to go that hard.
And how are they that quick?
They're super quick. The AI said, yeah, I heard it. It wasn't great.
Yeah, not good. Not good, fam.
Oh, man.
Not good, fam.
Poor Leezy.
We might have to import the Electoral College system into determining the number one vote.
Is that close?
Well, YouTube is looking good for OK Lake Show with 173 votes cast. 55% in the YouTube chat are going OK Lake Show. Over on Twitter, 52.5% are going with the Ricky Starks appearance. And then the math on the other two is stupid between the website voting and the Discord voting. Mm. It was a separation of like one vote.
Mm.
I was like, nah, let's get it out there to more people. And it's not helping at all, but it could be, it looks like it, you know, Kyle wrote a synopsis to this, like the singular Ricky Starks appearance was iconic, but was. OK Lake Show is ingrained into the fabric of the program.
Kyle Manson
I
didn't know.
Kyle Manson.
Okay. Where's that at? On YouTube?
No, it was on Twitter. Oh. He quote tweeted the voting with his breakdown.
I'm probably blocked by Kyle too. That's crazy, man. Y'all be hating on your boy.
It happens.
Just trying to live.
That AI summary is hilarious.
Yeah, that happened.
He is doing impressions and encouraging others to do the same. That's.
They say it might be the worst call of all time.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, man.
That's great. Well, Beat's talking about Brandon Ayuk's contract more. If Leezy wants to get off some more impersonations. Because this thing ain't going nowhere, which is frustrating. You've got the final preseason game Friday, mm-hmm. and then you just wait it out till September 9th, and you just hope. What was the Nick Bosa day again?
It was that Monday, I think, of week one. So the
6 days prior. Yeah.
So it was Monday or Tuesday. It might have even been Tuesday. But it was late in the game. I'm not going to rule out that might happen for Brandon Ayuk, but it doesn't seem to be any real movement either way, you know. And like I said, you take it with a grain of salt because the 49ers have their reasonings for letting certain things get out, but the reports are that they've increased the offer, and it still isn't good enough, you know, the offer.
But we don't know what they increased the offer from,
right? That's
right?
What I'm saying.
We don't know if they increased the offer from 26.
We don't even know what they increased it to.
Right.
You know what I mean? They could have increased it by $500,000 or something like that, and that might not be getting it done.
There are reports that the offers from the 49ers are 28, right?
I think so.
Because the 28... At least when you bring in the Pittsburgh conversation, a lot of that was written is with the Steelers' the offer is on par with the 49ers.
Yeah.
So even if there's not a report on it, that feels like a report on it, right?
Right. Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on with that, when it'll be resolved, man. I hope it does. I hope it gets done. Because with him on the squad, I think they have a really good chance to get back to that Super Bowl and this time possibly bring it home. You see, Tom Brady said that he thinks the Rams might be the one to challenge the Chiefs.
I didn't. I saw a couple of clips of Tom talking about a variety of things, including quarterbacks, but I didn't see that one.
People are pretty high on the Rams.
Yeah, I think I'm not. Rams are a good team. I think they're a good team. Sean McVay did a really good job last year as the season went along. And they're a good team. I just don't think Kyle Madsen thinks that they're going to win the NFC West. I don't think they're better than the 49ers yet.
Hmm. Kyle's thing could be it's just really hard to win the NFC West.
I think it's been the fourth straight time, I think.
Hmm. They won it that year that the –
They won. No, the Rams won in 2021. The Niners won it 22-23. Yeah, so they've won two in a row. So it'll be three in a row.
That's tough. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's tough. Asking them to just keep being elite, but that's what they have to do. Get over that mountain.
Well.
We'll come back. Trista Crick joins us at the top of the 2 o'clock hour. Of course, we got Jason Jones coming up the final hour of the show. Some NBA things to talk about, including in Sacramento.
Can real quick, how? Because I think one of the things that I want to talk about with Trista might be one of the things I suggested. It's not necessarily Kings related, but You want to go NBA next or Kings next?
I don't know. Find out when we return on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. No. What is that?
It's not. It's cool. Like, that's your thing, but it's not. I'm not going to tell you, like, that's a normal thing people do.
Yeah,
peanut butter and strawberries. Like,
little,
nah.
That's a little Kevin Mitchell. That's a little Kevin Mitchell.
I'm going to keep it real, bro. Like, nobody's ever, like, you might be the first.
There's no way.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
There's no way.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Yes.
There's no way I'm the first.
Yeah.
That might be a D-Lo original.
Oh, my God.
You know how I feel.
Greg, if you're listening.
I've heard that one before.
If you're listening, Greg, I'm trying to get my healthy snacks in. You see what type of uphill battle I am climbing.
Well,
with my eating habits. And you see I'm getting made fun of for eating peanut butter and strawberries.
We're not making fun of you. No, we've never heard of it.
If you would have said apples and peanut butter, we'd be like, oh, yeah, hear that all the time. It's good stuff.
No, I feel like Jesse low-key been digging at me ever since I made that remark about being controlling.
I feel, it was a shot after that. But, you know, it's either here nor there. I feel like I've even heard bananas and peanut butter before.
Oh, bananas and peanut. And I was very upset when I left.
Peanut butter banana sandwich. Perfect.
Sounds disgusting. I've heard it.
I froze all of the bananas for my smoothies, and I went to grab one. And it was like, crap, they're gone. So I just grabbed this. I had picked that up at Nugget, and I was like, I'll just take this, throw some peanut butter in it, and keep it moving.
That's a rich place to shop.
It's not. It's a grocery store.
No, Safeway's a grocery store. Nugget is a rich place to shop.
It's a grocery store. And stop projecting your finances onto me.
Food Max is a grocery store.
Shout out Food Max.
Food for Less. Food Source. Those are all grocery stores. Albertsons even. Nugget, that's for the higher ups.
Head over to maptrition.com. Use the promo code DLO1320 to get 10% off your order. I got my all-day BCAAs in the refrigerator. I had a little extra time today because I couldn't sleep, so I took some pre-workout BCAAs. Went for a nice little run around Rockland, man. It was a good look. I can't express how much Maptrition has helped me over the course of the last couple of weeks. The strength enhancers, the thermogenic fat burners have been great. And the craving crushers, even if the guys are making fun of my cravings, like it's been helpful in my journey to getting in peak physical condition is on point because of my people over at Map Training and MapTrition.com. They're local. Support them. Use the promo code DLO1320. If you have any questions about their supplements, you can hit me up. You can hit up my man Greg. Easily accessible there on the website, maptrition.com, promo code DLO1320. Trista Crick going to join us coming up at the top of the 2 o'clock hour. Ask Trista what she think. Oh, she's got a lot of moments on this show.
Oh, man.
But you're in the driver's seat, pal, because I have no idea what you said to me before the commercial break or where. We got Titus.
That's right.
We got to talk to Titus here real quick. 916-909-1320. What's happening, Titus?
Hey, what's up with y'all? I wanted to say happy early 1000 show.
Appreciate you, big dog. Real Brothers of Sacramento, yeah. Man.
Yeah.
So love.
I got a couple of things I want to say. I want to ask, I got to speak on behalf.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Titus might have muted himself.
Titus, did you mute yourself?
I'm going to slide him down, but I'm sure he's going to call back.
Titus, yeah, we'll just. Wow. The AI generated summary from a few minutes ago is pretty wild.
Uh-oh. They got a new one?
Well, this is from a few minutes ago. Ref, I'm going to need...
Hold on. Let me grab my flag.
I'm going to need immunity here, buddy.
Wait, what?
I'm going to need immunity here.
That flag is ready to go.
I'm reading... AI generated content. I need immunity in that.
We don't play a clean game in this league, yeah. So we'll just see. We'll play it by ear.
Well, this is funny. Viewers are joking about Kenny G's use of a leaf blower, referring to it with different names like wood blower, excess wood, blower back.
All right. No, no, that's it. See, I can't. I have to for that. What do you want me to do? What do you want me to do?
That is the one.
Yeah.
Or sawdusting. And some are finding the whole thing hilarious.
Oh, man.
Another completely different summary says, viewers are reacting with disbelief and humor to Kenny's actions of using a leaf blower to clear excess wood on TV.
There's another one. I don't know who I'm throwing it for, but it's another one.
This AI is crazy. We got Titus back. Titus, what up, boy?
Yeah, hey, can y'all hear me?
We got you.
Yeah,
we got
good,
you.
We good.
Oh, okay. No, I was going to say, because I got a couple of things, and I need to defend my team real quick, because they've been getting hated on the last couple of days.
Okay.
Anybody that's going to say wood blower, you need to be wearing an ankle monitor. And I don't know where Luis at. You feel me? Now I wanted to speak of my team. You need an ankle monitor, bro. If you about to use that for a regular.
All right. Go on. Defend your team.
Broncos, look, if you look at our numbers and you see what we're doing, it's not Bo Nix that's doing all that. So Zach Wilson getting hated on, like, and I just don't understand. Like, he could be the truth for a backup. He's just a backup. He's not no starter.
So I'll say this, Titus. I mean, you know, I'm not too locked in on – you know, whether the Broncos are being hated on or what they're going on. Only thing I've heard is good things about Bo Nix. That's all I've heard. Mm-hmm. I don't expect Denver to be any good this year. Mm-hmm. I expect them to be last place in the division. But I got to be honest with you. I haven't really dove into the 2024 Denver Broncos. Maybe there's something there. I don't know. I don't know, Titus.
I don't think we hate on the Denver Broncos. I just don't like Sean Payton.
Well.
That's what it boils down to. But if they got something with Bo Nix, cool. Like, see what it looks like.
And he said Zach Wilson could be a good backup.
And that's fine. Like, I mean, your backup isn't winning you games. Like, that's not it, like whether Zach Wilson is good or not for the Denver Broncos, that's not a part of the discussion of what the Denver Broncos are going to do this year.
Yeah.
The quarterback's Bo Nix.
I hear Titus's reasoning on the Real Brothers of Sacramento with Titus and Luis.
Luis.
Is a man.
Then real dissension with the Real Brothers of Sacramento.
Sounds like it. Boy, they about to break up quicker than the Rockers here.
The Rockers. Oh, man. Good stuff. Good stuff.
916-909-1320 if you want to get in on the conversation. TK going to be with us here in just a heartbeat. Where you want to go? I know you had something you wanted to do with Trista.
We could do it while Trista's here. I'll just introduce it right now. Stealing more content. I'm just keeping it real. I cite my sources. The Hoop Collective. They did again. Had a new episode. And they had a good, like, topic. I thought it was a good, nothing's going on, let's talk basketball topic. And they were basically saying they were drafting franchise guys. You know what I mean? Like, who would you want to start a franchise with right now, today? And the first one, everybody got a, you know, had a pick, so it's not everybody picked, but the first pick was Wemby.
Mm-hmm.
Makes perfect sense.
Mm-hmm.
The second pick, which I understand it, I don't think that I would go about it the same way, but I'm probably in the minority. The second pick was Luka. And the thing about it was, like, of course it was Bontemps, so they were talking like...
Oh, Bontemps had the second pick?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was Bontemps. And they were talking like, how could you not pick Luka? Like, it's not even a question. How could you not pick Luka? And they were like, you could make an argument in some respects that it should be, you know, if he wanted to go number one, that's how good he is and all this other stuff. And he's great. He's great. I would not pick Luka.
If you were second, who would you take?
Well, and then it goes into something else I was thinking. And I'm getting a little sick and tired of this disrespect. Because I think this guy went fourth or fifth. It's Giannis Antetokounmpo.
I think there's an argument for Jokic or Giannis being second. I don't. Fifth is who was in front of him?
It was.
So Luka. Nikola Jokic had to have gone.
It was Wemby, Luka, Jokic, SGA.
Okay.
And then they were like, I don't know who to pick, Embiid or Giannis.
I feel like Embiid. I'm not starting my franchise.
Embiid's a little
with Joe.
High. Yeah,
I'm not starting my franchise with Joe.
Giannis, I realized Giannis not even 30 yet. So I'm getting a little pissed off with this Giannis disrespect. It's really starting to piss me off.
At this point, you're a Bucks fan because I think you were pissed off at the Dame Lillard.
I was. I'm a bit of a Bucks supporter at this point.
Why don't you get your Deer Park jersey? Are they the? Well, I'm not gonna say.
I ain't gonna get
one of those.
Jason Jones got one. He said.
He does not.
What do they call themselves?
He got
what
one
kind
of those
city?
Bucks jerseys.
Oh no! You look it up and you tell us.
Okay, that's question one to Jason Jones. I need to know if that's true.
he said he gets a kick out of those type of ironic jerseys.
You think he's got the Hornets one?
Well, he said he drew the line
God,
there.
That's.
He said he drew the line.
That's, but I can't believe
that. I'm not feeling this, man. Like, I understand Luka's numbers were sensational last year or whatever. He's a sensational ball player, no doubt about it.
Shout out to
I'm not taking Luka over Giannis. I'm not.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.